السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are recording, and today we're going to deal with or like to learn about part of Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah is Surah number what in the Quran?
Two.
So part of Surah Al-Baqarah and the story of Talut and Jalut. Talut and Jalut, okay. It's about the Jews, or we call them the children of Israel. Okay, the children of Israel, okay, they say to their prophet, they had a prophet, they say to their prophet, we want to fight our way to the Holy Land. We want to fight our way to where? Holy Land, which is what? What's the Holy Land?
Jerusalem,
that's right. We want to fight our way to Jerusalem, which is the Holy Land. And we need the king to lead us. Remember? In order to be organized, you need a what? Leader. So we need a leader to organize us, or we need a leader to lead us to go to the Holy Land. So, what was the first response of the prophet? The first response of the prophet, are you sure? What if Allah will send you a king? What if Allah tells you to go fight? Are you sure you're going to be able to do it? Are you sure? Are you sure you're going to do it? Fighting is not easy. It's tough. It's hard. Are you? And talking about it is not like doing it. Are you sure you're going to? Are you sure you're going to be able to make it and fight? They say, of course. They said, of course. We have been kicked out of our land. We are being deprived our land. We are deprived from our land. Of course we'll fight. Of course we will fight. So, again, they made the commitment that they will fight. So the prophet said, Allah has appointed on you Talut. He's your king. That was the first test. The first test is, why Allah is testing them? Because Allah wants to filter away the weed, the weak. Allah wants to weed out the what? Weak. It's like, the weak go away, we need only the what? Strong and tough. We need only the strong and tough. We want to weed out the weak. So, Allah said to them that the prophet said, Talut is your king. Guess what would be the response of the majority? They say, what? How come he's selected to be the king and we're better than him? And we are more deserving to be kings than him. And he doesn't have much money. He doesn't have much money. So their objection, they were objecting. What was they objecting? They said, Talut is, we deserve to be kings over him. We are the ones who deserve to be leaders, not him. And he doesn't have much money. Okay, so that's why they didn't like it. Okay, because he didn't have that much money. So what was the response of the prophet? What would you respond if you're in, if you are in a place of the prophet? What would you respond when they said that we're more deserving to be, we more deserving to be leaders than him, and he doesn't have money? Guess what would the prophet response say? Allah has selected him. Because Allah has granted him abundant knowledge and strong body. So it's strong and wise. Strong and wise. Okay? So strong and wise. So Allah has selected him to be because he is strong and wise. So now, many people, that was the first filter. Many of the people of Israel, many of the children of Israel said, no, we're not going to accept his leadership. We're not accepting it. No, no, we're not accepting it. No way. And they were left behind. So that was the first filter to weed out the what? The weak, the ones with weak faith, to weed them out. Okay, so that was the first. I just give approximate numbers. If they were, let's say, 10,000, only like 1,000 of them left. Or like if they are 100,000, only 10,000 left. Because what? Only 10% passed the test. The other 90% were left behind. When Prophet Musa before told them to go and fight to get to Jerusalem, do you remember what did they say? Before Talut and Jalut, when Prophet Musa was still alive, because the story of Talut and Jalut was after the death of Prophet Musa. So when Prophet Musa told them, let's go and fight our way into the Holy Land. So what happens is that they sent spies to spy in the Holy Land and see what's going on over there. And they found mighty strong people with a lot of war equipment. Mighty and strong, really strong and mighty. Mighty, they have strong bodies, tall and big. Big bodies like bulls, okay? And they have a lot of war equipment. So what did they say? They said, we can't go fight them. There is no way we win. There is no way we win. So Prophet Musa said, Allah promises you to win. Allah's promising you to win. That you will win. Allah's promising you that you will win. So they said, okay, we're not going to be able to do it. Why don't you and your God go and do it? Once you win, then we will enter the town. Once you win, we will enter the town. Okay? So basically, was that nice thing to say? Is that nice thing? To say to Prophet Musa, go and your God and fight, we're staying here until you win. And then we'll walk in the town, the holy town, or the holy city, or the holy land. Okay. So it's not something nice. So Allah said, I am not going to let them in the holy land for 40 years. And for this 40 years, I'm going to leave them in the desert, wandering around in the desert. Okay. Not getting, like, keep moving from one place to another without randomly. Okay? In the desert. Okay? You got it? So when Prophet Musa was alive, they told him, go and your God and fight. So Allah wanted to filter out when the time of Talut and Jalut came, Allah wanted to filter out, to weed out the bad, the weak guys. All right, so the second test comes. The first test is they rejected the choice of Allah because Talut is not, they said they are more deserving to be leaders than him and he doesn't have that much money. Okay? So now the 10% of them, they went out with Talut. Allah wanted to do the second test. What was the second test? They walked in the desert for long distance, for very long distance. They kept walking and walking in the desert for very long distance. They were, when you walk in the desert for long distance, what would happen to you?
Tired.
Thirsty.
Hallucination.
Huh?
Dizzy.
Not really.
Get dizzy.
Get dizzy. Huh?
Get the sleep eventually
looks up your head. It literally kills off the brain cells slowly. Yeah, the sun strike or heat strike, right?
I think it's heat stroke.
Heat stroke, yes. Here's heat stroke. So now they were very thirsty, really thirsty. So their Talut, their leader, said, Allah is going to bring you to a river. Allah is going to bring you to a river. If you drink from this river, then you cannot continue with us. So, except the ones who take a handful of water. So, Allah allowed them to take what? Handful of what? Water, and then drink it. And then drink it. Okay? And then, can you do another one? Allah said no. Or the Talut said no, you can't. Because Allah said no. Now, guess what happened to the army when they saw the river? They all ran to it. Some of them, the few of them, did just one handful of water. The rest just like keep to drinking and drinking and probably swimming or whatever they did, jumping into the water. Okay? They couldn't resist. So those were left behind. So now we are down to 10% of the 10%. Okay? Guess what would be the third test? They came to the Holy Land and they sent who? Spies. Again. They spied on the people in the Holy Land. They found them strong and mighty. Strong and mighty. And they have a lot of war equipment. So they came back. That spy came back telling them, the spies came back and they told them about what's happening in the enemy's land. So most of them said, there is no way we can win. There is no way we can win. All right? So let's just, we would be massacred. It would be a massacre. There's no way we can win. There's absolutely no way we can win. So they went back. They went back into the place where they came from. So now 10% of the 10% of the 10% left. But those 10% of the 10% of the 10%, they were the best. They passed three tough tests. So those who passed the test, they said to the ones who said it's going to be a massacre. They told them, Allah is promising us victory. All you need to do is just go in and Allah is going to grant you your victory. So they say, no, it's a massacre. Just like their ancestors say, it's a massacre, so you and your Lord go and fight. When you win, we're going to walk in the Holy Land. Anyway, so now the righteous ones, they said, Ya Allah, grant us strength, and make us prevail. Ya Allah, grant us strength and make us prevail. So, grant us strength and make us prevail. Guess what happened? They walked in. Who was the leader of the mighty guys? His name was? Jalut. Perfect. His name was Jalut. And he was the leader. He's the mightiest. He's the biggest guy. He's the leader of them. Nobody would imagine that this guy would be killed. But guess who killed him? Prophet Dawood. Prophet Dawood was among this group. Prophet Dawood was among this group, but he wasn't a prophet yet. Okay? He wasn't a prophet yet because there was a prophet already existing. So, Jalut did what? I'm sorry, Dawood did what? What's it called? This stone in a robe and then throwing it? Huh? Huh? Is what?
They said it was really long, so they tried to make it funny.
Oh, no, that's fine. So, huh?
Didn't you use a slingshot?
I think it was a rock.
A rock attached to a rope. So what do you call this?
Do you mean like it has a circle when you throw it?
Lasso?
A slingshot? Then that's called a lasso.
Huh?
Yeah, lasso. Okay, a lasso is where it's rope, and then when you swing it, it forms a circle so it can wrap around. No, all right, how about this then? It's a stone. It's a piece of stone, and then you launch it by making stretching it like you have a band, right? No, no, it's just a stone connected to the rope, and then you do like this, and then you throw it. So he literally has just a piece of a rock attached to a rope. He swings the rope and then throws the rock. So what is this called? I don't think it has a name. Flying rock, a rock attached to a rope.
And then he threw it very strong. Guess it towards Jalut. Guess what happened to Jalut?
He died.
Jalut died. When Jalut died, the army became confused. And scared, and confused and scared, saying, oh my God, our leader died. We're losing this battle. We're losing this battle. Okay? Do you see what happened here? So we're losing this battle. Now, who made them scared? Allah. So, when you were scared, can you perform? Just like, for example, if you're playing in the Olympics and you're scared, can you perform?
No.
The first thing you should say, you should do, is that you remove the fear out of your heart. Okay? So Allah made them scared. When they were scared, they ran away and dropped down their stuff. Okay? And left the holy name. They ran away from the holy name. And guess... they children of Israel, but the cream, which is 10% of the 10% of the 10%, the cream, the top quality people, entered Jerusalem. Okay? So this is what's called fitna or ibtila, which is a test from Allah to weed the bad and to honor the good. Can you tell me about a story that you can think of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to filter the bad and keep the good? Mm-hmm. You can think of any story about that? Of the where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to filter the bad and keep the good. It happened at the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you recall, I told you the battle of hardship. The battle of hardship, you remember that battle? Okay. With this battle, Allah intended to filter the hypocrites and the sincere. To separate them. What happened to the hypocrites in the battle? Did they go? No, they skipped it. How about the good believers? Did they go? Yes. So Allah filtered away those hypocrites and kept the strong people. Okay. Why would Allah runs us through tests in this life. Why are these tests? Think of it. These are tests of submission. Can you give me an example of tests of submission? Prayer? Fasting? What else? Not lying? These are all called tests of
submission.
Tests of submission. Where you submit yourself to Allah means you become submissive to who? To Allah. Muslim means submissive. So, wake up and pray Fajr on time. This is a test of submission. Stay in the class and pay attention. This is a test of submission. You see? These are all tests of submissions. So Allah, why Allah is also don't lie is a test of submission. Don't cheat is a test of submission. All these things are tests of submission. Why? Because Allah wants to filter away or weed out the good guys from the bad guys. This is what why Allah is doing this fitna. Remember when we talked about fitna and we said that fitna, it is the process of putting the gold, the raw gold into very high temperature oven, and then this will separate the gold from cheap metals. So you get pure gold. Same thing Allah is doing here. Allah is running us through these tests of submission so that people will show who they are. The mean will show his meanness. The kind will show his kindness. And so forth. The stingy will prove his stinginess. The generous will prove his generosity. Do you understand that? The patient will prove his or her patience. And the ones who are not patient will prove that they are not patient. So basically, this whole life is to test us and to separate us. Separate the good from the bad. You got it? So the whole life is like, think of it like this test of Talut and Jalut. One test after another after another. One might say, how do I know, is it a test or punishment? If something bad happens to you, how can you tell if it is a test or punishment? Any suggestions? Remember that Allah punishes people by hardships. You know? So if there is Allah punishes the ones where he doesn't like with hardships. And the ones he likes. Allah also gives them not punishment, but gives them a test, which is a hardship. Now, if you pass the test, then it is mercy from Allah. So the test could be a punishment or mercy. A test could be a punishment or mercy. You got that? The test could be a punishment or mercy. How do I know? Why is it mercy, by the way? If, like, for example, my child dies, how could this be mercy? Because Allah wants to lift your grades, to lift your status. So Allah, to lift your status, Allah gives you tests. And then help you pass the test. Allah will give you a test and help you pass the test. Got it? Then it becomes a mercy. When is it a punishment? If Allah gives you a test and you can't pass the test, or you don't pass the test. Then if you don't pass the test, the punishment. It's a punishment. You got that part? Who can tell me, who can repeat this part again? When is the test is mercy? When is the test of punishment? Mercy when you pass it. Okay. And punishment when you don't pass it. Right. So if you get a heart test, like for example, Allah tests you, let's say, for cancer. Or Allah tests you with that you lose your parents. Okay. If you become patient about it and you don't feel angry at Allah, then you pass the test. But if you feel angry at Allah and you blame Allah and say, why did you take my father? I mean, why do you make me an orphan? I mean, everybody else is not an orphan. Why me? You know? Some people do that. I recall there was an accident. There was a family that there was an accident, and the father and the kids all died in the accident, except the mother. The mother became so angry at Allah that she, astaghfirullah, with big stones, and she would throw them like that. Why did you take my children away? Why do you do that? Why? Why? Why me? Why take them away? Okay, did she pass the test or flunk the test? Flunk the test. Got it? And so forth. And so forth. Things like that. You pass the test, or you pass the test, then it's mercy. You flunk the test, then it is, huh? Punishment. Exactly. Exactly punishment. Some of the punishment, okay, some of these punishments are good. Why? Remember when we said that if somebody's doing something wrong, and let's say you, one of you, is doing something wrong, and your dad doesn't punish you, what happens if you're doing something wrong and your father didn't punish you? They would keep doing it, right? Not only keep doing it, but also expand. Like you do worse. If your dad continues not to punish you, or the parents continue not to punish you, then it's going to get worse and worse and worse until you hit the bottom. Until you hit the bottom. You got that part? Okay. So this punishment could be also mercy. If Allah wants you to stop, like for example, Allah will give you a disease to stop you. Allah will give you, you lose your money as a punishment. Where, why? To stop you from abusing your money. You see the point here? You see the point of the, how Allah is running us through tests? So this story of Talut and Jalut, these were extra, additional tests for those children of Israel. Okay, to filter the cream and cream and cream. So who killed Jalut? If you remember, Dawood. Then Allah gave Dawood the knowledge and wisdom. And then Allah taught Dawood things that nobody else learned. Prophet Dawood, by the way, he was famous for singing. He was famous for singing. He would sing, Subhanallah. He was singing songs about Allah and closeness to Allah. And when he does that, guess who sings with him? The mountains will sing with him, and the birds will sing with him. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. You know what I'm saying? He keeps singing. Now, when Prophet, he was so special that when Prophet Adam was shown his children, so when Prophet Adam was shown by Allah his children, Allah said to Prophet Adam, look, those are your children. Those are your children. So he saw one very special child, okay, which is Dawood. So he liked Dawood. He said, Ya Allah, my son Dawood, how long is he going to live? So the Allah answered, Allah said, he's going to live 60 years. So Adam said, I like him so much. Can I give him another 40 years? Can I give him another 40 years of my life so that he would live 100 years? Allah said, okay. So Adam was promised to live 1,000 years. He gave up how many? 40 years. To who? To Dawood. So now, time of death came to Prophet Adam. Came at 960, when he was 960 years old. So he said to the angel of death, you know, angel of death will always seek permission from the prophets because before taking their soul. You understand that? So angel of death will attack you and take your soul. But with prophets, he will ask for what?
Permission.
Permission. So the angel of death came and asked permission of Prophet Adam to take his life. So Prophet Adam said, hold on. This is not 1,000 years yet. I was promised 1,000 years. This is not 1,000 years yet. This is only 906. So the angel of death said, do you remember? You donated 40 years to your son Dawood. He said, oh, I take them back. I want them back. I want them back. Is it a funny story? Is it funny?
Yeah.
Because he said, I want them back. Whenever, when time of death comes, you know, people feel, some many people feel like they don't want to die. They don't want to die. And so Prophet Adam, he didn't want to die, so he took back his 40 years. And he lived up to 1,000 years. And then following that, Prophet Dawood lived 60 or 100 years?
No, 60.
60, because Adam took away, took back his 40. He said, no, I want back my 40. So after that, Dawood became a prophet and king. And he was distinguished by his songs praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Very, very unbelievably beautiful sound. There is a saying, whenever we find the person who recites Quran very well, huh? And we say this person was given part of the sound of Prophet Dawood. Nobody ever had any more beautiful sound than Prophet Dawood. So we say, when somebody is really reading or singing Quran with a beautiful sound, we say you have given, mizmar min mazamir Dawood, which is like part, think of it like, you know the mizmar? Do, 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 do. You know that mizmar? So we said we have given one of those, what do you call mizmar in English? Do, 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 do.
There's
a lot of
like the trumpet.
Oh, flute?
Is it the long one?
Yeah, has holes in it.
Yeah, flute.
Yes. We say you have given one of the flutes of Prophet Dawood, which means in Arabic, in English, means that you have given part of the sweetness of Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. Okay. Can you remember another story where Allah subjected people to tests? Am I being tested? What are my tests? Test of submission. Are there any additional tests? People get more tests than the test of submissions, or just test of submissions? More tests than just the test of submission, which is the five pillars being tested. Huh? Yeah, I'll do it. Okay. Even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's a part one of test of submissions is called test of patience. Test of what?
Patience.
Allah have tested Prophet Muhammad with tests of patience, and he really has passed all these tests. Do you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his children died when he's alive except one? All his boys, he got I think two boys and about five girls. All of them died when he was alive. He buried all of them except one. Who knows which one is that? Which daughter that died after the Prophet? Huh? Fatima, that's right, mashallah. How long did she live after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How long? 3 months. She lived 3 months after the Prophet Muhammad, and then she died. So after 3 months. Okay. So, we also get tests of hardship. Tests of hardship. Like for example, you can get tests of being laid off from your job, and then you don't have job. You don't have a job. That is a test. Test of a hardship. You can be tested by having a disease. This is a test of hardship. You got that part? This is all test of hardship. And like we said before, your pain, your share of pains, it is pre-assigned or not? Your share of pain, is it pre-assigned?
Yeah.
Your share of joy, your share of happiness, your share of money, your share of marriage, your share of boys and girls. All these shares, are they pre-assigned?
Yes.
Yes, they are pre-assigned. Okay. Allah will test us with tests of submission. And these tests of submission, let's say someone doesn't like, he doesn't like to pray. So to escape the commitment and the pain of prayer, many people feel that prayer is a pain in the neck. Okay, so these people will run away from prayer thinking that this will make them run away from pain. Some people run away from fasting thinking that they ran this way, they avoided the pain of fasting. You understand? So some people will skip prayer thinking that they have avoided the pain of praying from time. Other people will skip fasting thinking that they have avoided the pain of fasting. Guess what? Your pain, your shares of pain are pre-assigned. Your shares of pain are pre-assigned in heaven. And it's up to you. How do you want to get there? So, if you escape the pain, or if you avoid or escape the pain of fasting, then Allah will give you the pain in a different form. Allah will give you a pain in a different form. Like, for example, loss of property, loss of loved one, loss of, you know what I'm saying? But you are going to get your share of pain regardless. If you avoid tests of submission, okay? Tests of submission, is it painful or not? It is. However, the rule says no pain, no
gain.
And this is always the case. If you skip the pain of the prayer, okay, then you don't have the gain of the prayer. Okay. If you think that you have skipped it, you have avoided the pain of the prayer because you didn't pray, no. Why? Because your share of pain are pre-assigned. So you're going to get the share in some different form. Let's say you avoid to die, or let's say you avoid to pay charity. Some people, they love money so much that they don't want to pay zakat. Do you think that you have avoided the loss of money? I mean, some people think of zakat as money loss. Do you think that you have avoided the loss of your money by not paying zakat? No. Why? Because Allah will make your money get lost in a different way. Allah will make your money get lost in a different way. So, Allah will make your money get lost in a different way. For example, you get a traffic ticket. This is one example. Another example, you have to pay, let's say, hospital costs, expenses. You need to fix your car after having a car accident. So, do you remember the story of the camel and Prophet and Ali radiallahu anhu? Do you remember that story?
Yeah.
Who can say?
Is it with the camel?
The camel that was stolen. Do you remember?
It was because it was drinking the water. I
forgot the name. Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Yeah, he trusted someone to keep his camel while he left.
Mm-hmm.
And then the person that was taking care of the camel, he stole the camel and ran away with it. Because he loved mm-hmm. it so much. And then when he came back, he saw that the camel was gone,
mm-hmm.
but he was going to give the camel anyways because he wanted to give it to him as a gift.
As a gift. So if he would have waited, he would have gotten it the halal way. The lesson is to, huh? What's the lesson? If he waited, exactly. The camel was part of his shears. Allah have placed this camel as part of his shears. So he was supposed to get a camel. That was written in his, as part of his shears, is to get a camel. You got it? So it's to get a camel. And this camel is, if he would have waited, he would have gotten it as a gift, which is the halal way. All right? So, when those people, the children of Israel, ran away from fighting their way into the Holy Land, okay, did they avoid death?
No.
Did they avoid hardship and struggle and fighting?
No.
Why? Because it will come to them in a different form. So, let's say a person is scheduled. Some people run away from death. Okay? They run away from death by running away from the responsibilities that might bring them death. Like, whatever it is. So, they run away from this death, thinking that they have avoided death, right? But what is the truth? Did they avoid death?
No.
Death will come to them at the same time in a different form. Also, one last thing to mention is that when you do good deeds, Allah gives you longer life. So let's say you always give your zakah and extra. Then Allah will give you longer time to live. If you, for example, do keep your relationship with your relatives, keep good relationships with your relatives and maintain these relationships, then Allah will give you longer life.
Wait, what if it's like step parents are like, so if it's divorced parents, then the child live with your dad, then you your stepmom, because your biological, your first parents weren't so good. Your other parent wasn't so good to you. Do you still, I mean, sure, you still try to keep nice, but do you have to, like, make calls to them?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Keep the relationship alive. Keep the relationship between you and relatives alive. When you do that, Allah will give you, huh?
Longer life.
You pay zakat, Allah will give you
longer life.
Okay? All right. Good morning.